Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, as you probably know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as you also may know, if you've been listening to my show for a while, that a number of the ladies in our brain trust have had breast cancer, and they're survivors. Every one that I know of, every single member of our brain trust members that have had breast cancer are survivors, and we're so happy about that. And four of them are with us right now, as we do every year. We bring on at least as many as we can. This year is four, and I think the same ones back from last year: Lois Geller, Joan Pride, Judith Glazer, Paula Lovell. And I'll talk more about all of them a little bit later on, but I want to get them all in here. Hi, Lois.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Joan.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Good to have you back. Hi, Judy.
Good to be here. Terrific to be back.
Thanks for being here. Hi, Paula.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Thanks for doing this, Jim.
Well, my pleasure. Lois is in Florida. Joan's in D.C. area. Judy's in New York. And Paula's in Nashville. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. One out of eight U.S. women will develop invasive breast cancer in the course of their lifetime. And 40,000 women in the U.S. will die from it this year, in 2014. Lois, your breast cancer, I believe, of the four, is the most recent, and it's been, what, about 5 years now?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts at this point in time on with your own situation, how it came to be, and where you think you are right now?
Well, I think that every year that goes by, and I go over my mammography and my ultrasound, and I go, I get another year, thank you, Lord. I thank my lucky stars that I'm still here and that I'm healthy. I think I'm much more aware of health since breast cancer and staying healthy. I think that eating right and the things that we've learned in recent years about keeping your weight down, the anti-inflammatory diet, all those things I've adapted for myself. I've been exercising more, just living a healthier lifestyle, says
do you believe that that's contributed to your continuing to get good reports?
I don't know. I just know that more
health. Something's working, right?
Yeah. I know that a lot of my friends who have weight challenges have been diagnosed recently. Mm-hmm. So it does point to that as one of the factors, and 220,000 women will be diagnosed with it this year.
Yeah.
And so if keeping your weight down and doing changing your diet somewhat seems so small to be healthy and breast cancer free.
And Lois, your dear friend Mike and our my friend and so close to you is now battling cancer, and I just want, I know the ladies joining us now will all join me in wishing you and Mike are the best, and we want you to know that our prayers and our thoughts are with you and Mike right now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good luck, Lois.
Joan, you were, I believe you and I were about to do my radio show back in 01, as I remember. Was it 01? When was it?
It was actually September of 2000, and I had just gotten the call. I had gotten a call saying that I did not have cancer, and then I got another call saying I did. So I was kind of surprised. Mm-hmm. And I was always sorry that I had to do this to you, but I said, I think I begged off the show that day,
off. I told you didn't have to do it, but because you probably would have done it. But the thing is that you thought it was us calling you to do the show, and it was the doctor's office calling you. That's how
exactly,
it was to the show. So, what do you think about Lewis's comments about anti-inflammatory diet and that sort of thing?
Oh, I think she's absolutely right. Anything that you can do to keep yourself healthy is important, and it's probably a lesson we've all taken to heart, having been through such a major health crisis.
Paula, what do you think about the thing?
I agree, but I also want to take this opportunity to say that a lot of people get breast cancer and didn't do anything wrong, and they're doing everything. So I think there's some of that.
That's a good point.
But I'd also like to say that there's a controversial study out there now saying that women don't have to have certain kinds of women don't have to have mammograms every year. I want to say I disagree with that
because I had a clean
mammogram 1 year, and 11 months later I had stage 2 breast cancer.
Judy, what do you think before we take a break?
Oh, my goodness. You've got to get it every year and encourage the younger people to get it, too.
Screening, right?
Just you got it.
Get it screened. Get it checked. You got to know about it, folks. There's so many things they can do. Listen to these four ladies, how well they're doing because they got it caught it early. Quick break, Tweety Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.